Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Today we're going to be talking about an article in our travel unit. And it has to do with a place that is similar to something we've seen in both a book and in a few different movies actually as well. I'm not sure if you've actually read a book called The Lost World, Laura.
No, but I've heard of the book.
That's right. It's a classic book by an author. We're going to talk about that author a little bit later, so I won't give everything away yet.
Right.
But it deals with a very beautiful, almost magical world that we call The Lost World. And it was inspired by a real-life place, and we're going to talk all about that place in a country called Venezuela today. So let's go ahead and read through today's article, and then Laura and I will be back.
Reading.
Exploring a lost world in Venezuela.
A group of explorers hike through the jungle, looking for a strange, flat mountain that was cut off from the rest of the world. There, they discover dinosaurs that survived undisturbed for millions of years. This famous scene in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's fictional book, The Lost World, was inspired by a real mountain named Roraima. Mount Roraima is a majestic plateau that rises 856 meters out of the rainforest of southeast Venezuela. Because of its isolated location, hikers must trek for 2 days from the nearest town to visit Roraima. At 12 square kilometers, Roraima's summit is huge, but visitors find it's a barren place that is short on wildlife. Yet there are many strange rock formations and unique plants to see. Anyone willing to visit Roraima is also treated to some breathtaking views. The mountain's cliffs drop for hundreds of meters and give way to deep emerald jungles and other nearby flat mountains. If you ever have a chance to see the wondrous Mount Roraima, you will definitely have more reverence for the natural world.
All right, today's article starts off by saying a group of explorers hike through the jungle looking for a strange flat mountain that was cut off from the rest of the world. So we've got some explorers. Explorers are people who go to places other people have not been to yet. They go where no man or woman has gone before. These explorers are going through the jungle. They're hiking. They're walking. They're looking for this strange flat mountain. If something is flat, it's like this. It's completely level. There's no part of it that goes up or down. It's like a field, a flat field. So they're looking for a mountain that is kind of flat, like this on top, instead of what a normal mountain would be like, which would be something like this, like a triangle.
Right, that's interesting. Okay, 我们首先先来看到这个课文一开始呢，好像是用一种情境式的方式来介绍。他说啊，有一群的 explorers 是谁呢？当然就是探险家啦。他们在丛林里面，也就是 jungle 里面践行哦。那他找寻一个非常奇怪的与世隔绝的什么呢？Flat mountain. OK, 我们都知道一般刚刚就老师所说的啊，这个山应该是长得像三角形尖尖的，可是这里我们看到是一个平顶的山区哦，其中的 flat 这个字呢，就是一个形容词，表示非常平坦的这样的意思啦。
So we've got our explorers, they're looking for this strange flat mountain, and there they discover dinosaurs that survived undisturbed for millions of years. So they find a place where dinosaurs still exist because they've been undisturbed. If someone or something is undisturbed, it means no one has bothered them, no one has interfered with their life in any way. So because nobody has been to this place yet, mankind has not been to this place, these dinosaurs have been undisturbed. Nobody has bothered them for millions of years, a very, very long time. The number 1 million, remember, mm-hmm. it's simply 1 with 6 zeros
right.
after it. So when we're talking about millions of years, it's a very, very long time.
OK, 所以呢再回到呢这个情境，他说哇，在那个与世隔绝的高原上面，他们发现了哇，竟然还有存在着一些史前的 dinosaurs 恐龙诶。不过这里他是用什么呢？他说大家都还没有，可能没有被干扰的，也就是说可能还没有人发现这些恐龙，所以这些恐龙没有被人类干扰这样的意思。所以他这里是用 undisturbed， 因为我们都知道 disturbed 就是干扰啦这样的意思，所以 undisturbed 有着未受干扰的或者是有宁静的会被碰过的这样的意思哦。而刚刚我们还看到另外一个片语，就是 millions of， 这里是当作一个量词来用啦，因为一般如果我们用 a million 是指着一百万，所以 millions of 字面上呢其实就有着好几百万的啦，当然就是好多好多数不清这样的意思。不过在口语上呢，我们常常会用 millions of 来表示 many many， 像是 I can say I have millions of shoesThat doesn't mean that I really have, you know, millions of shoes. It just means I have lots and lots of shoes. Uncountable. 像另外呢，有时候如果你觉得你的点子非常的多，你也可以说 I've got a million of ideas or I've got millions of ideas. Okay. Okay, let's continue on and read on to find out more about this wonderful place.
Well, this famous scene in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's fictional book, The Lost World, was inspired by a real mountain named Roraima. Now, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, perhaps mm-hmm. most of you know him for his detective stories, mm-hmm. Sherlock Holmes, of
right.
course. Everybody knows those stories. They've seen the movies. But this was another of his very famous works. It was called The Lost World, and it was actually inspired by this real mountain,called Roraima. Now, this is a scene we've taken from that book. A scene is just one little part of something. It can be in a book. We can read a scene in a book. Usually, when we talk about a scene, mm-hmm. we're talking about something in a movie or
in a
play. So, one scene in a movie would be when, say, two characters mm-hmm. are talking to each other. Just a few short sentences.And then when they move to another place or they start talking about something different, that is a different scene. So that's what a scene is in a movie or a play. This is also a fictional story that we're talking mm-hmm. about today. The Lost World is fictional. Fictional means it is made up. It is not actually real. It is not a mm-hmm. true story. It's just something from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's imagination.
Uh-huh.
And he was inspired by this mountain called Roraima. If you are inspired by something or someone, it just means you get some ideas from that person or thing. They make you want to be creative. Mm-hmm. They might inspire you to write a song, write mm-hmm. a book, or a poem, or do anything like that, anything creative. You can be inspired by someone or inspired by something.
Great, OK, 所以刚刚提到这个非常有名的 scene, scene 就是在一个电影里面某一幕或者是在一个可能小说啦或者是一个剧本当中，这个非常有名的一幕呢，原来呢就是在这个哇也是鼎鼎有名的一位作家、哦、他就是写这个 Sherlock Holmes, 就是福尔摩斯的同一个作家叫做柯南道尔呢，他有一本在这里、哦、我们提到的是 The Lost World, 失落的世界，这一个虚幻的小说当中哦，它就是出现这样子的一个一幕。不过呢，这个事件呢，大家可能会想说，诶，因为它太美丽了，所以很多人会想说它是真的吗？其实它是真的，它是的确有存在的、哦、因为这个时候呢，我们要提到的接下来，也就是我们本课要教大家呢，就是罗赖马山哦，它其实就是给了这个作家这样的一个创作灵感，有一个天空的辅导。那刚刚有提到 fictional 这个字就是虚构的，而 be inspired by 就是从什么得到灵感这样的意思啦。
All right, the article goes on to say that Mount Roraima is a majestic plateau that rises 856 meters out of the rainforest of southeast Venezuela. Okay, there's a lot of vocabulary words we can go through here. First of all is the word majestic. Majestic means having to do withroyalty, which are kings or queens, princes or princesses.
Mm.
Sometimes when something is very grand and amazing, it really makes you say wow when you see it. We describe it as being majestic, as if it is like the king or the queen of something. So it's a majestic mountain. It's very impressive. Mm-hmm. We also talked about a plateau. Mount Roraima is a plateau, and that is an elevated piece of land that is flat on top. So it's like a mountain that rises up from the earth, but then the top, instead of being pointed, it is flat, just like this. And we also saw the word rainforest, which is where Mount Roraima is.
Okay.
A rainforest is like a jungle, and they get a lot of rain there. It makes sense. Rainforest. A forest where it rains a lot.
Okay, 那这个天空浮岛也就是 Roraima, okay, 就是这个罗赖马山呢是位于在哪里呢南美洲的委内瑞拉。Okay, Venezuela. Okay, that's really hard to
say. It's a hard name to
say. Chinese, right. Okay, 它是一个什么巨大的高原。高原的英文就是 plateau. 所以它就是基本上是隆起来的一座东西。那这个隆起来的高原到底有多高呢？它的海拔大约是856公尺哦。从这个 rainforest, 也就是雨林这个高度开始计算。Now next we read, because of its isolated location, hikers must trek for 2 days from the nearest town to visit Roraima. Okay, 那我们现在看到呢，一开始句首的 because of, 那大家都会想说呢 ,because of, 诶跟 because 有什么不同呢？因为他们都有因为的意思。其实简单来说 ,because of, 后面我们要接的是名词，而 because 接着是子句哦。那回到课文就是说，由于瀑布这个地方呢是处于在非常 isolated, 非常偏僻啊与世隔绝的一个位置，所以呢这个徒步的旅行者呢他们必须要花多久，要花2天耶，从最近的城镇来怎么样 trek 就是有缓慢的走路，就是或是艰苦的跋涉这样的意思，走到这个刚刚我们提到的 Roraima。
Now at 12 square kilometers, Roraima's summit is huge, but visitors find it's a barren placeThat is short on wildlife. The summit is just the top of the mountain, and it's a very barren place. It means there's not a lot of life there, not a lot of plants or animals or things like that. So it is short on wildlife. Short on something means there is just not a lot of that thing, and short on is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn a little bit more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Jillian! Jillian!
What? It's difficult to hear you.
We are short on cups. Could you go get some more?
What do you mean I'm short? If I could get taller, I would.
No, I said short on. Short on. It's what we say when we have too little of one thing.
Oh, be short on means 缺乏某事物。
So do you mind going to get some cups? We're still short on them.
Okay. Oh, now he took the last cup. We're out of everything.
OK, 那我们刚刚是提到 summit, 也就是山顶非常的巨大，差不多面积是12平方公里。但是呢观光者可能会发现它是一个很 barren, 就是通常土地是长不出什么东西，这些草啊，然后非常的就是没有长出任何的野生的动物，所以它也会怎么样 be short on, 就是缺乏一些 wildlife, 也就是野生生物啦。
Yet there are many strange rock formations and unique plants to see. A rock formation is just a rock that has a very unique or kind of strange, weird, memorable shape. And if something is unique, it means it's one of a kind. There's nothing really like that anywhere else.
当然了，你还是可以看到比较奇特的这个岩石的形成 rock formation, 还有独特的热带的植物这些的自然景观。Now, anyone willing to visit Roraima is also treated to some breathtaking views. Breathtaking.
The word breathtaking means that it takes your breath away, like it's shocking, it's amazing, it's impressive. So when you go there, it'll be like you gasp, like you can't believe what you're actually seeing.
breathtaking 就是叹为观止，非常惊人的这样的意思啦。The mountain's cliffs drop for hundreds of meters and give way to deep emerald jungles and other nearby flat mountains. Cliff.
The word cliff, that has to do with mountains because it's a place where the mountain drops off and goes down like this in a very steep way.And it gives way to these deep emerald jungles. Emerald, here we're referring to as a color, which is kind of like a mix between green and blue.
Okay. 所以刚刚提到的字 cliff 当然就是悬崖或是峭壁的意思。Emerald 的颜色就是用来形容附近的一些像是丛林，就是翠绿色这样的意思。Okay, so if you ever have a chance to see the wondrous Mount Roraima, you would definitely have more reverence for the natural world.
That's right. It's a wondrous place. Wondrous just means it's full of wonder. It almost has a magical quality. And if you see it, you'll have more reverence for the natural world. Reverence is very similar to respect. You'll have a lot of respect for the natural world if you go see Mount Roraima.
所以呢，如果你有机会看到这么的 wondrous， 这么不可思议、惊人或是奇妙的这个景色呢，你一定会对大自然更加的尊重哦。Reverence 其实就有着非常的尊重、非常敬爱这样子的意思啦。
All right, that brings us to the end of today's article, and now it's time for You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, here it comes to our For You Chat question. I don't go hiking much, so I'm just going to ask you, Joe.
Okay.
What are some good places where you can go hiking?
Well, actually, there's a lot of good places you can go hiking in Taiwan. One of my favorite places to go hiking is around, like, the Taroko Gorge area. There's a lot of trails. There are some that are good for beginners. Just anybody can go there.
I can go.
Yeah, you can go. They have clearly marked trails. They're not too long.They're not steep, they're not dangerous, so anybody can just go enjoy a walk through the forest, and it goes all the way up to trails that you actually have to be kind of an expert to go on them.
You
have to get something called a permit, which is a piece of paper that allows you to go there.And it's just so people actually know you're there. Because sometimes dangerous situations come up and they're waiting for you to actually come out of the trail. So they know, okay, today there are 10 people on the trail. And so they wait at the end and they count people as they come out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9. Okay, there's still one person out there on the trail.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, but it's a good place to go because it has some breathtaking scenery. Lots of things like we talked about today, some...cliffs, jungle, forest, all those good things. So if you're looking for a place to go hiking in Taiwan, go check out the Taroko Gorge area if you haven't already done so. All right, that brings us to the end of today's program, but please join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye. Bye.
Exploring a lost world in Venezuela.
A group of explorers hike through the jungle,looking for a strange, flat mountain that was cut off from the rest of the world. There, they discover dinosaurs that survived undisturbed for millions of years. This famous scene in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's fictional book, The Lost World, was inspired by a real mountain named Roraima. Mount Roraima is a majestic plateau that rises 856 meters out of the rainforest of southeast Venezuela. Because of its isolated location, hikers must trek for 2 days from the nearest town to visit Roraima. At 12 square kilometers, Roraima's summit is huge, but visitors find it's a barren place that is short on wildlife.Yet there are many strange rock formations and unique plants to see. Anyone willing to visit Roraima is also treated to some breathtaking views. The mountain's cliffs drop for hundreds of meters and give way to deep emerald jungles and other nearby flat mountains. If you ever have a chance to see the wondrous Mount Roraima,You will definitely have more reverence for the natural world. Vocabulary Review. Flat. The soccer field is flat, so players can run on it safely. Rainforest. The rainforest is full of many interesting animals and plants. Isolated. Some tribes live deep in the jungle and are isolated from the world. Summit. We finally reached the mountain's summit after walking for 3 days. Cliff. An eagle sat on the cliff and looked down at the ocean below it. Wondrous. Scientists use the satellite to take many wondrous photos of outer space.